Joseph, the Unsung Hero of Christmas, Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Matthew 1, verse 24. As I write this, I am about to go with my family to the wedding of one of my former interns. Weddings are beautiful events. The groom stands tall, beaming with pride as his bride walks down the aisle, escorted by her father. They grasp hands, they light candles, and they make vows, some with difficult words, envisioning faithfulness through difficult times. For better or for worse, in sickness and in health, as long as we both shall live. I remember my own wedding, standing there as a young, nervous 24-year-old. I couldn't have envisioned then what I know now. A union that will bring us untold joy will also test us in ways we cannot see. I repeated the words in sickness and in health, but let's be honest. I wasn't thinking of the full implications of that vow. I didn't quite envision emergency room trips, expensive medical bills, and caring for a spouse when they are very sick. And very few who stand and say, for better or for worse, picture bouts of depression, lingering addiction, and aging. So I watch my young intern tie the knot. I imagine the big dreams he has for his future life with his new bride. It all seems so upwardly mobile, a glide path to success and happiness, careers, children, houses, vacations, ministry. And so it was with Joseph in the Christmas story. His longings were probably quite different than the American dream, but as a young man betrothed but not yet married to his bride, he surely had plans, and it was in the midst of this dreaming that his life, his future, and his faith would be tested. Joseph's bad news. We don't know exactly how Joseph found out that his fiancée was pregnant, but we can imagine the difficult conversations he must have had with Mary. I love how Matthew sums up all of this awkwardness with the understated phrase, "It was discovered," Matthew 1, verse 18. How was it discovered? Joseph hadn't yet had the benefit of the angelic visit. He only had the word of Mary, whom he likely hardly knew. Even though they were engaged to be married, the custom of those days was that in the year between the engagement and the consummation of their marriage, the bride and groom spent little time together. Imagine Joseph's shock when Mary told him that she was pregnant. Unlike today, where sexual activity is assumed among couples in serious relationships, Joseph and Mary had not been intimate. Joseph likely responded with stunned silence. She told him that she was not only pregnant, but that her baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Mary believed she saw an angel and may have even written a song of celebration, but Joseph was likely in no mood to party. Mary, are you serious? How could you do this to me? What do you mean you are still a virgin? That's impossible. Who did this to you? Where is he? We read Matthew's account with the benefit of 2,000 years of hindsight. We're going through our Advent readings and planning our Christmas calendar. We're putting up cute little nativity scenes and having our kids dress up like...